Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
With more kids at home during the COVID crisis, the FBI is sounding the alarm about a potential increase in child predators online. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansen spoke with a top FBI official about how to protect your kids.
Whether it's social media, an online game, or video, child predators lurk everywhere and can pass off as adults kids should trust. But eventually, the conversation can escalate and become sexual in nature, says Dave Carter with the FBI division in Philadelphia.
Some individuals may deceive or manipulate children into sending explicit images online, often pretending to be close in age to a child, or through either threats or some coercion.
Carter is acting assistant special agent in charge and says changes in kids' behaviors may be an indication something isn't right.
The children may experience a withdrawn behavior, some angry outbursts, anxiety, depression, not wanting to be left alone with a specific individual, or some non-age appropriate sexual knowledge, or potentially increased nightmares.
He says parents and any caregiver should check social media profiles, chats, and ask kids who they're talking to and explain what appropriate online behavior is. And if something does seem out of place, adults should contact the FBI immediately. More resources are available on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Kristen Johansen, KYW News Radio.